Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trundy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarning Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country as BBM Bumper Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NIRS, National News Radio Service. You can have your say by calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, you can text a brother, 0457140550, and our Facebook page as well. BBM 987 FM, either way, all angles, you can contact us, have your say in Yarn Up Strong, and like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from, and to all our traditional owners across the beautiful country, as Welcome Black, National Talk Black, have your say in Yarn Up Strong. And do check out our Facebook page as well. We give you updates on all our yarns and people we interview, and plus all the music that we play and when we do outdoor broadcasts. And speaking of outdoor broadcasts, we were lucky enough to be at the Indigenous Basketball Australia launch on the weekend here in Cairns for the Northern Queensland sector. And, of course, with the IBA, Indigenous Basketball Association, IBA. Man behind that is Paddy Mills, the Australian Boomer player, and Atlanta Hawks, and also NBA Championship with the Antonio Spurs. Torres Strait Islander man, and he was excited to have him here in Cairns doing the launch, and look, great to see him perform as well, training for the Boomers who are in Cairns as of yesterday. They're here training for the World Cup that's coming up, and he got here a little bit early so he can launch the Indigenous Basketball Australia, which he promotes and that he also funds, which is a great opportunity. And great to see him in action and sit there, watch him train and perform at that professional elite level. And $30 million man, and professional as he was. Fantastic just to see that in action, but it was inspiring for the young ones. And I was lucky enough to catch up with him and have a yarn with him. So I'm going to play that yarn now, the interview I had with Paddy Mills, NBA player. Have a listen. To Daily Mob, welcome back to your live broadcast, outdoor broadcast here at the Fish Tank, home of the Marlins, Cairns Basketball, and the training program for Taipans, your Cairns Taipans. And look, Daily here, come on down to the Indigenous Basketball Association, Indigenous Basketball Australia. We've got the tournament happening down here with all our juniors, under 14s, under 17, First Nation students and children performing under the banner of the Indigenous Basketball Association, supported by Junior NBA, Under Armour, Sporting, Telstra, Nacho, Wootropin, and also Paddy Mills, who's one of the main sponsors for this fantastic program. And Paddy Mills is down here training for the up-and-coming World Cup event. We've got the Boomers arriving today. And of course, he's a part of Boomers, and he's here training and being part of the launch of this this year, 2023, with the Indigenous Basketball Australia. And I've got Paddy Mills with me. And a very good afternoon, my brother. How are you?
Very good, thank you. Just a great feeling to be up here in far north Queensland for basketball as we get ready for the World Cup, but more importantly here for my first ever IBA event, which
yes.
It's been a long time coming, but really happy to be here.
Fantastic. And before we start, brother, let the mob know who you mob, where you from.
Yeah, for those that don't know me, my name is Patrick Mills. I'm a Gugara, Nagiagal, and Dawareb Meriam man. Very proud to be born and raised here in Australia. Been living overseas around the world for a very long time now, going on 17 years. But my connection to my homeland, my land, my country, the spirit is still very strong, and every time I come back, it's a really good feeling to be back.
Yeah, fantastic. Paddy, great to have you here. Basketball has been, has been your career, has been your financial vehicle, but has been your passion, and you've grabbed the bulls with both horns. Let's not talk about bulls, Atlanta Hawks. Tell us where you're at and how you're travelling with your MBA pathway.
Yeah, brother. Good. I've had fortunate enough to have a good career in the NBA. I've had 14 years going into my 15th year. I was with the Portland Trail Blazers, with the San Antonio Spurs.
Which you won a championship?
Which I won a championship in 2014 and brought the Larry O'Brien to this very stadium.
Right. Yes.
And then more recently, the Brooklyn Nets. And of course, everything that we've done with the Australian national team and Olympic Games and World Cup and winning our first ever men's Olympic medal couple of years ago at the Tokyo Olympics. So it's been an incredible journey, and I think what comes along with that is being able to inspire the next generation.
Exactly.
And be able to give them a platform for them to do so, but also be safe in them to feel safe in the environment and them to feel inspired. So that's exactly what IBA is all about.
Exactly, and it's a great platform, brother. And when you look at the principles of success, so you're promoting success. You're promoting get out of your comfort zone on a daily basis. Chase your goals and dreams. Basketball's the tool you use, but if you can inspire a young First Nation person out there, become a doctor, become a lawyer,
exactly,
become a
right.
business person. That's what we're talking about, brother.
Exactly right. Look, basketball at the end of the day is just a vehicle, and the programs that we're providing for our youth here within IBA is everything to be successful in life. It doesn't have to be basketball. So the programs that we have from health to identity, to be a doctor, to be a professor, all of these things have one common goal, and that's understanding who you are and your identity. And a lot of culture that we do first before we pick up a basketball is important to understanding your identity and using that as fuel to the fire to achieve something.
Exactly,
so
brother.
Very important.
Exactly. And so, of course, you're overseas. You're in America. You're with Atlanta Hawks, correct? Yes?
Yep.
But we notice, thanks to social media, we see you in action, and you represent your people no matter where you are. Mm-hmm. And we're talking First Nation people of this country, mm-hmm. the Big Island. Brother, you do that well.
Yeah, it is who I am. I don't know anything else.
Thank you.
And that's who my family is, and that's who we've been for a long time and will be forever. So, for me to go on the other side of the world has actually made it stronger within me because of who I'm representing.
Sure.
So for me to be able to, educate people around the world about who I am and who our families are and who our culture is, is something that's very important to me, and it just makes me stronger and stronger each time. But I tell you what, there's nothing like coming back home and feeling that sense of being back in the country.
Lovely, fantastic, brother. And so, like I said, we've got the Boomers arriving today, so you're getting ready for the onslaught of the World Cup. You walked away with the silver medal back in the Olympics, so we're now looking at possibly gold.
We won our first Olympic medal in Tokyo, and that was 2 years ago, so we actually haven't been together as a team since that moment in the Olympic Village. So tonight we have a very special event for our group, and it's going to be the first time that we've been together since then. So yeah, exactly right, we've got the World Cup, it's in Okinawa, Japan, and in Manila, the Philippines. Olympics was one little taste of what it's like, but we definitely want the gold medal now and looking, very strongly to bring this World Cup trophy home to Australia.
My Bala, so great to be talking with you. Nice to meet you, my Bala. Thank you for coming home. I just wanted to let the people know who you are and who they're listening to.
Of course. My name is Paddy Mills. I'm a Gugara, Nagyagal and Dawareb Meriam man, and you're listening to BBM 98.7 FM. Too Deadly.
There it is. Too Deadly. One love. All right, brother.
Bad.
You take care. Keep being you.
That's all.
One love. That's all. Too Deadly. So there it is. Having a deadly yarn with NBA sports star. We're talking Atlanta Hawks. Paddy Mills, NBA, and he's here at the Fish Tank here in Cairns. You mob driving by. Come and check it out. Indigenous Basketball Australia, supported by Paddy Mills, of course. He's invested in this and regarding the next up-and-coming sports person in the basketball arena, but if not, just in life, being successful as a First Nation person. And so it's great to have him here, great to be yarning with him, and look, proudly supported by Junior NBA, Under Armour, Sporting, Telstra, Nacho, Wu Chopper, and also had a deadly yarn with Head of Business, Team Mills, Mark Whedon. We'll try and catch up with him later on. And also Team Mills would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the country and all throughout Australia and pay respects to their elders. So great to be yarning with Paddy Mills. But if you might want to see him in action, throw some hoops, come down to the Fish Tank.
We're here till about 3 o'clock this afternoon. So if you're driving by, free entry. Come and see Paddy Mills in action. And you're tuned in to BBM 98.7 FM.
Free, I take. I see. We need more love, we need more love in this community. Peace, perfect peace. I cry for peace in this neighborhood. Love, perfect love. I beg you for love in this neighborhood.
That's Perfect Peace, Sylvia Barlow here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Yarn with the ball, you're on Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie. I'm your host of your daily program, National Talk Black, and I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. BB and Bummer Brip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Yarn Up Strong, have you say your mob. You can also text a brother, 045-714-0550. Our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. A big shout out to First Nation radio stations across this beautiful country, the Deadly Black that it is, and a fantastic organisation in regard to the work that we do and having yarns with our mob and look, talking from a black point of view in so many different dialogues and different opinions on different status and different yarns that we have here on First Nation radio stations. A lot of our yarns are not on mainstream radio, but that's okay. Here we have the fantastic vehicle of First Nation radio station. Big shout out to the NERS team, National Indigenous Radio Service, who deliver the news and also link up our programs, and they link up National Talk Black 11 a.m. to 12 noon across the country, Queensland time, and all our Murray radio stations. You are tuned in. Please give us a hoi. Let us know. We can give you a big shout out. Let's look at the First Nation news for today. Families grief throws spotlight on Indigenous suicide crisis in WA's Great Southern Region. Joanne Woods has lost count of the loved ones her community has lost to suicide. A family in WA's Great Southern Region has lost multiple members to suicide. One advocate said the region was in the grip of a suicide crisis. They have called for more funding and better support to stop people dying. You should be able to say one, maybe save. You should be able to say one, maybe two. The Menang woman said, huddled next to her father, Donald, and sister Kayla, but we can't even say how many we've lost because there's been so many. Joanne and Kayla's younger brother, Donald Jr., was laid to rest early this month after 24-year-old took his own life. The loss was unfathomable for their father, whose 16-year-old granddaughter died just a few weeks earlier. It hit me hard. I'm here, he says, hitting his chest with his hand, traumatised and paralysed with grief. Donald Sr. has been unable to visit their graves. So if anyone's got needs help, please call Lifeline 131114. There's Kids Helpline 1-800-551-800 and Suicide Callback Service 1-300-659-467. Make the phone call. There's also 13 Yarn, that's 139276, if you feel more comfortable talking to First Nation people. So look, there it is. Reach out, and the love and support is there. And whatever you're going through at this point in time, look, 2 years later, 2 months later, 2 days later, it would be a minor thing. So let's reach out for the help, and the help will reach back. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? Added to the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernighan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
There's nothing I would rather be than to be an Aborigine.
precious land away. For nothing gives me greater joy than to watch you feel each girl and boy with superficial existential shit.
There's nothing I would rather be than to G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning circle, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
You say what I wanna hear, 'cause it's easier than saying it's complicated, and I hear you loud and clear when you say I'm overreacting, just sick of you asking me over and over, then tell me it's over when I say it's complicated, when I don't. À ma porte avec tes belles paroles, quand personne n'écoute discrètement. Tu m'avoues enfin que tu perds le contrôle. Encore et encore, tout ça pour me dire c'est fini. Ne m'appelle pas en pleurant lorsque je décide de vivre ma vie.
Traveling in a brand new Trooper, on a beanie trailer full of stories. I met a strange styler, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me my name.
And she said,
we come from a land down under, where dollars smile and meaning
plunder.
Can you hear that thunder? You better run, you better take cover. Fighting back from a man in the wind. He was 6'4", Nagi Muke. I said, you're speaking my language. Good wingo. He smiled and gave me a penny back, my name.
He said,
you come from a land down under. Where dollars smile and meaning plunder.
I'm not a little nigga and money dog girl. I'm not a little nigga and money red girl. Oh. I said to the man, are you trying to step me? Cause I come from the land of plenty.
Do you come from the land down under? Where they look smiling, beating plunder. Can you hear that thunder? You better run, you better take cover.
I'm a little big and moody, don't go.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji country as BBM Bumbleberry Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, Northland Shopping Centre has commissioned a First Nation artist and her create artworks as part of a permanent collection for display throughout the centre. And that artist is Karen Lee Mangigaja. And I got her online. Karen, very good morning. How are you, sister?
Good morning, Trevor. Great. Thank you. Great.
Well, thank you. Congratulations. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from, Karen.
So I'm Wiradjuri. And I'm from the Tubbergar clan in Dubbo, New South Wales.
Okay, beautiful, beautiful footprint. So yeah, I did say congratulations. So your artwork will be a permanent collection for the display throughout the centre. That's the Northland Shopping Centre. So tell us how this came about, sis.
So there was a limited invitation. So I was approached to respond to the brief for Northland. Mm-hmm. And after a selection process, I was... given the project, which was fantastic.
Fantastic. So they had the unveiling just recently?
Yes, yeah, so last Wednesday was unveiling. Good. And, it was great to see.
So exciting. I mean, goosebumps on your goosebumps to just see your work in a bigger sense, so to speak. So family was with you when the launch was on?
So we're not from Auburn, but my husband and myself drove down to see it.
Good, good, good. So how long have you been an artist, sis?
So I finished a degree in 2012, and I've just been slowly building up. I'm full-time now for about two and a half years now.
Good, fantastic. Enjoying that journey?
Love it, love it.
Yeah, good. So you found your calling in life, you could say, Karen.
Definitely, yeah. It's definitely a part of me.
Fantastic. And look, the other thing does, it does inspire younger brothers and sisters as First Nation that they can look at their art as culture, as business, and venture down that pathway. So that's a good call, good statement.
Oh, definitely. And, you know, I left home at 15, so I'm always trying to, you know, when I talk to younger people, tell them they can, doesn't matter what your life is or what it has been, but that you can do anything with hard work. So
yeah, exactly, exactly. So do you do your artwork at home, backyard, kitchen table, or do you have a center, a shopping, a art center as such?
No, I do it at home, nice. In the lounge room, in the sunroom. I've done it on the bed, anywhere.
Yeah, good, good. Get the work done. And yep. Paint with a vision, so to speak, or do you let your ancestors talk to you as such?
So I'm really interested in, you know, in that idea of, you know, that landscape and memory and, you know, what's come before us is still there in the land and what that is a part of today and the future as well.
Yeah, fantastic. So, look, fantastic project, and now it's done. What's next on the canvas, so to speak?
So at the moment I'm working on a project for the Breast Cancer Institute, a series of 10 pieces. So that's
all right.
Really nice.
So you're contracted to do that, are you?
Yes, I am.
Good, fantastic. Well, we just finished our art fair up here in Cairns called CIAF, Cairns Indigenous Art Fair. It runs for 14 years. And we have emerging artists as well as established artists. And we're talking about art pieces going for $40,000, $30,000, wow. $20,000. So there is a avenue there. There is a place. But I also see art as a bridge builder, as an educator, yeah, for all Australians, black and white, but if not people of the world, yes?
Oh, I'm a big believer in that. And that's what I want my artwork to do, is to connect to everybody. And that they might, you know, it might endeavour them to be interested in the culture and do some research. And, you know, education is so important to bridging the gap.
Fantastic. Well, you are on your way, my sister. Enjoy that journey. Keep doing you. Karen Lee, Mangadira, fantastic. And congratulations once again. Please do keep in touch. And can anybody see your artwork? Is it online? Does the Northland Shopping Centre have a web page?
Yeah, they can see the Northland project on the art page on their site, and you can find me on Instagram and Blue Thumb Online Gallery and a couple of physical galleries, Black Door Gallery and Brandrew Gallery in Canberra.
All right, watch this space. You too, Deadly, my sister, you take care, all the best, stay warm, and we'll yarn soon.
Thank you so much, Trevor.
Bye-bye, dear. Take care, Karen.
Bye-bye. Bang.
Diddly yarn there. That's Karen Lee Mangajar, has created artwork as part of a permanent collection for display throughout the centre, Northland Shopping Centre. So, look, fantastic. Do check it out online, Northland Shopping Centre, and see her artwork. And otherwise, check out Karen Lee Mangajar. That's MUNGARRJA. Do check out her artwork. Widgery Woman. So, fantastic. Leading from the front. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying, Yarn Up Strong. Diddly number here, 1-800-422-416.